Good afternoon. A sunny but cold day in progress across interior New York and New England, with a persistent northwest breeze only adding to the chill. Temperatures will struggle today and wind up about 15 to 20 degrees below seasonal averages, and only in the mid to upper 20s in most places, with some spots staying in the lower 20s. Tonight, skies will be clear with high pressure building in from southern Ontario, and temperatures will drop back to around 10 above on average. This will lead us to more sunshine for the day tomorrow, but with high pressure overhead, not nearly as much wind, so more comfortable, and temperatures themselves will reach into the middle and upper 30s, though still about 10 degrees below seasonal averages. Around the backside of high pressure, we'll have an increasing southeasterly wind flow on Wednesday, and that will allow it to get up into the mid-40s, or back to average. Sunshine, however, will give way to increasing clouds, and by the end of the day, we'll pick up the chance for a few rain showers. The next storm system will track into the Great Lakes Wednesday night and Thursday, pull a bunch of mild air in with it, but also increasing moisture. So on Thursday, we'll see cloudy skies with a good chance of rain. The wind will increase out of the southwest, and this will push temperatures well up into the 50s. Behind the front on Friday, leftover rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, and a northwest wind producing colder temperatures as highs will be back into the lower 40s. We'll get stuck in the 30s to open up the weekend on Saturday, despite mostly sunny skies, before rebounding into the 40s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wave of low pressure heading through the Corn Belt is producing some snow in the Midwest. Winter weather advisories have been issued for Chicago, where 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected. Meanwhile, in the milder air to the south, some severe weather is possible in the south central plains. A northward moisture return combined with modest wind shear will produce the potential for a few storms containing strong wind gusts and some hail in Kansas southward into western Oklahoma. And Tropical Cyclone Nathan continues to skim the northern coast of Australia east of Darwin. Maximum winds are near 75 miles per hour, and Nathan is expected to slowly weaken as it makes landfall again over the Northern Territory later today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, and Death Valley and El Centro Naval Air Facility, both in California, to a low of 9 below zero at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston sunny, windy, near 30, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high, 80, set in 1938, and the record low, 4 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:11 p.m., 12 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, it's mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs around 30. Mostly clear tonight, with lows near 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, very cold today, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine. Not as cold, but still chilly in the 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, with a chance of late-day showers in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain likely on Thursday, breezy and mild in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, windy, a few rain and snow showers Friday, lower 40s. back into the 30s, despite mostly sunny skies Saturday, and sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, with highs pushing up into the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.